60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
I'm U.S. Senator Kennedy, Peter Pekarsky. Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll get to your calls at 844-967-2789. We got Pat Kreitlow, Up North News, WI.com, standing in for Crew Pet. Appreciate it, man. Well done. Last segment for us together. But yeah. I want to get this one out there. Since we are in Wisconsin and, you know, you're up north there, hey? Our Senator Ron Johnson made the national news again today. Why do you ask? Well, here's what the Raw story states. Ron Johnson trashed after saying the Senate shouldn't pass any gun safety bills until they probe Hunter Biden. Honestly. Asked by Arthur Delaney, he is a reporter with the Huffington Post. Here's what he tweeted out. Asked Ron Johnson about waiting periods for gun sales to buyers under 21. Quote, "Before we pass anything new, let's enforce the laws we already have. Let's start with Hunter Biden."
I mean, we've talked about Hillary derangement syndrome and Obama derangement syndrome. And isn't it interesting that we never hear anymore about locking up Hillary Clinton? It seems like it was only a useful line of argument when, you know, she was anywhere near power. Now it's Joe Biden who's in power. And Ron Johnson can't quit Hunter Biden. Can't. That is quite a you've got a big bridge behind you on our video feed, the big old Hone Bridge in Milwaukee. But this is a bridge that he's building to somehow get to Hunter Biden from any given issue. Hunter Biden is his Kevin Bacon. In fewer than 6 degrees, he can get to Hunter Biden. I think school lunches, we should do something about them. Well, not until we do something with Hunter Biden.
That plays great before the election. Now we don't care.
Oh, no, we're not going to lock her up. Yes, Ron Johnson, senator from the great state of Wisconsin, out just being the monumental D-bag that he is, trying to spin and, you know, not address what the issue is. I mean, the issue is gun safety measures, right? The issue is we have mass shootings every single day in this country. You are a sitting U.S. senator. You have the ability to impact legislation to affect that, to change the outcomes, perhaps. And you're going to hide behind Hunter Biden? What? It's ridiculous. And isn't there also already some investigation from DOJ into Hunter Biden? There's an FBI something. Let that play out. That's got absolutely zero to do with what we are talking about. McConaughey was in at the White House today. He's opened up the press conference. I didn't see it, and I'm really not fond of listening to, you know, actors and reality stars. Look where that's gotten us with Reagan and Trump. But he was very passionate and talked about him. He's from the town where these shootings happen. I did not know that. So, you know, he's really fired up, and apparently, and how terrible this is, they could only identify one of the children by the sneakers she was wearing. I mean, there's nothing left with, you know, close quarters AR-15 and a madman. So, I mean, were laws broken by the purchase of the gun? I haven't heard that. He turned 18, that's legal. I mean, I'm not clear that anything that happened was, quote unquote, illegal, right? So that's not the point of illegal. It's about changing the scenario, changing the circumstances. I think Bernie Sanders tweeted out, we got to drop the liability protections for arm manufacturers. You want to really make an impact? All right, get what you want, but you're going to sue the gun manufacturers next time that there is a mass shooting. And they won't make them anymore because they'll all be out of business.
It's been made clear repeatedly that a lot of these mass shootings are people who are 18, 19 years old. So there's been discussion about raising that age back to 21, much as we did with alcohol, because it was killing too many people. So there's this talk, but you still have senators. I know John Cornyn of Texas was one I heard yesterday calling it an absolute non-starter, even in the face of all of the evidence out there that shows that if you would make that change alone, you would save lives. If you put in a red flag law, you would save lives. If you would put in universal background checks, you would save lives. There is no defense. There's certainly not a, again, there's not a constitutional one, because various states have different gun restrictions and have used them well in some states, not so well in others. So there's no defense. But the only thing I can gather, Dom, is that Hunter Biden hasn't told them that it's okay for them to change the laws.
844-967-2789. Pat Kreitlaw, last segment. I'm going to bring you to the 6 o'clock hour. We got our pal Maggie Dawn going to jump in with me at 5:30 Central. So make sure you stick around for some ranting from our pal. Let's, against my better judgment, let's let conservative CJ roll in here. CJ, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey there, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. So Up North News doesn't get the real news of the day. I can see why you're not an anchor anymore, but $4.91 a gallon. Boy, this guy's doing a great job. The Hunter Biden VP do nothing.
Okay, what would you have the administration do, CJ? How does the president impact the price of oil?
Well, what's even sadder is I'm just
really curious about that, because you have conservatives that are all about, and I get it, man. No one wants to see high gas prices, right? There is reporting out from the World Bank on inflation. Yellen came out and concerned about stagflation. These are real issues coming out of a pandemic, and oil production was down. We also have a war in Ukraine and Russia. Russia's a big oil producer. It's shaking the market. I mean, there's lots of reasons
why. You had an OPEC deal. OPEC made a deal with Trump a couple of years back to reduce their production. You still have China that is supply lines are tightened up because, again, they can't get a handle on COVID. So every time I see one of these reports, which is just about creating a distraction, it's all about the pain at the pump. Yeah, there's pain. But if you're not talking about the root cause, if your report does not mention what Russia is doing, if it does not mention that Saudi Arabia for the longest time refused requests to pump more, if you're not mentioning what's happening with China, its impact on this, and if you're not mentioning that gas here, while high, is still worlds cheaper than it is in other countries, then you don't understand the president can't set that price. You're grasping at straws because you knew I was going to jump down your throat if you said Hunter Biden, so you went with gas prices.
Hunter.
Yeah, and then Hunter.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank you, Pat Kreitlaw. You got a show. Why don't you kick it up, man? A little shameless self-promotion, man. What do you got coming up?
You bet. Along with Kirk Bankstead and Kristen Lyerly, the Up North podcast, Wednesday nights at 7. And then you can catch my work on a daily basis at upnorthnewswi.com or go to social media and search Up North News WI. Don't forget that WI. And Dom, this was a real pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. Pat Kreitlaw, upnorthnewswi.com. I'm Dom, coming back with you on the phones, 844-967-2789. The happy hour is next. Maggie Dawn hitting us up at the bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around.
I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?